The Association of Bay Area Governments, ABAG for short, plays a low-profile but pivotal role in the region's housing industry. They set target numbers that each city and county should meet in order to provide residences for coming population growth. These goals are broken down by income levels to assure that all areas have a reasonable share of affordable housing for their poorer residents. But the city of Novato is resisting the most recent ABAG numbers, which City Council member Gene McLeamy says are pushing for too much high-density development.
We are being lumped in with the metropolitan area of San Francisco, required to have 30 units an acre, which is fairly dense housing. And what we're saying is that we're more like Petaluma in terms of our rural character, so that we feel that our maximum should be 20 units an acre.
Novato is tasked with providing 600 additional housing units over the next seven-year cycle. But McLeamy, an architect, says accomplishing that is being made more difficult because ABAG won't count unconventional or small projects toward the total. She points to a sweat equity home built by Habitat for Humanity as one example that was excluded, and attempts to renovate existing homes for low-income occupancy as another.
Let's say that you have very little land left to develop, which is true in Novato, and you want to do a lot of your housing in renovation. They only allow a quarter of your quota to be in renovations. The rest would have to be in new type of housing. And I think a lot of this is driven because it's more profitable and easy for developers to build something new.
But David Grable, an attorney with the Housing Advocacy Group in Sonoma County, says there are valid reasons for that policy.
The ABAG regional housing needs numbers for low, moderate, and above moderate income housing are set based on complex formulas for determining how many new units of housing the city's going to need. Refurbishing a unit doesn't create a new unit. It simply fixes up and probably makes more expensive an existing unit. So I don't understand why you would count a refurbished unit towards future housing needs.
Grable charges that much of Marin County has long resisted building housing affordable for its workforce, while McLeamy points to Novato's investment in the conversion of Hamilton Field as a major effort her city has made to meet that need. Meanwhile, adds John Lowry, executive director of Burbank Housing, a major local builder of affordable projects, there is a strong, if indirect, pressure on cities to meet those ABAG goals.
ABAG doesn't enforce anything. It just sets a target. The jurisdictions don't have to actually meet that target, and there's no sanction against them for not meeting the target. The only sanction is that if they have a housing element that makes those targets either impossible or at least extremely difficult, HCD will not certify their housing element, and without a certified housing element, they're subject to lawsuits that they would lose.
McLeamy has called for the repeal or reform of the housing requirements, something that Assemblyman Jared Huffman has dismissed as a political non-starter. But if changes are warranted, adds David Grable, city councils are well positioned to press for them.
ABAG is run by elected officials from all the jurisdictions that comprise the ABAG area.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.